Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. Right now we're joined by Michelle Stevens, and she is going to be talking about her wonderful book, The Soul Agenda, or Soul's Agenda. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
It's so nice. You know, reading about you and reading your book, it was so interesting. You talk about being keenly aware of the presence of spirit guides in your life since around 8 years old. So for people who are unfamiliar with that, what are spirit guides and what happened when you were eight? How did they come to you?
It was a pretty amazing experience for me. I grew up in a house with a lot of people, a lot of brothers and sisters, a lot of siblings. There was lots of people always around. So there wasn't really a whole lot of time where life got very, very quiet for me until when I was 8 years old. My brother and I were finally separated enough in age so that I was going to school without him. I was walking to the bus stop alone. So it was the first time that I was ever really outside on my own alone ever that I can remember. And so what happened to me on that first day that I can remember walking to school from my front door down to the bus stop by myself, because my life was finally quiet, I actually thought that the trees started talking to me because I could suddenly hear somebody having a conversation with me on my way to school, and I didn't know who it was, so I assumed because I was outside in nature that the trees were talking to me. That was the only logical explanation.
What happened? When did you say, wait a second, that's not the trees, what's going on?
It was very hard to explain. I think the best way to explain it is that you know how we all sort of have this, our own stream of consciousness when we're thinking to ourselves and sitting quietly and thoughts are running through our head. And so for me, what it was is it was all of a sudden there was a second stream. So there was another string of thoughts going through my head, another voice that I was hearing that was very distinctly not my own. So it was as if someone else...
Did it freak you out?
It didn't, actually, which is the very...
Oh, wow.
About it. It was very, very comforting to me. It was very, and I talk about this a little in the book. It was almost like I was having a conversation with my best friend. There was nothing scary about it. It was odd and jarring, but frightening it wasn't, because it was so comforting and so soothing. It was as if it was something that was always meant to be there, a voice that was always there that I could just finally hear.
Oh. And what was the voice talking about?
At that point, I think that it's hard to remember what those first conversations was about, but it was probably very much like it is now. It was always just knowing that it's that someone is there, offering guidance, telling me positive thing. It's they're essentially, I refer to them now as my cheerleaders. So it's this voice in my head that's pointing me always in the direction of something better, of something positive. So it was, hi, hello, you're not there, you're not alone, you're going through this with somebody else. Did you know that you have all of these people that are here with you, that support you, that love you, that are guiding you? And I was like, oh, that's really nice. So it was pretty amazing. I remember when... Years later now, I was unsure of it for a while, and I kept it to myself for a very long time. When I became an adult and I wrote this book and I started blogging, my mother asked me one day, because she had read it in the book as well, she said, you started hearing this when you were 8 years old. How come you never told me? And I said, well, what would you have done? And she said, I probably would have had you medicated. And I said, well, that is why I didn't tell you.
That is a very good reason. You know, one of the things we're going to be touching on today that I know that you like to talk about as well, Michelle, is the power of taking personal responsibility for absolutely everything in our lives. How does this tie in with the spirit guides?
Absolutely. I think that's for the most part, that's basically what they taught me how to do. I think that when people find themselves in bad situations in their life where they're not sure what to do, where they're lost and they're blaming circumstances or a bad job or somebody else for where they're at. It can make us feel very, very powerless and unsure of what to do. And we feel like victims of life and of the universe and of circumstance and of everyone around us. And I think that what my guides have really taught me is that life doesn't happen to us. We create everything that happens to us. We create and attract every single thing that happens, from the people around me to the work that I do to who I run into to, you know, my catching a bus on time, missing a train. I take personal responsibility for everything because I know that it's my energy, my thoughts, what I think, what I put out there that's attracting what comes back to me. So my guides really help me to remember that. And so they're always pointing me in the direction of how to create what it is that I want. When I'm feeling badly, the reminder is always there. It's whatever you're feeling right now, however badly you're feeling, do you want to be creating more of this? Do you want to be attracting more of this to yourself right now? These thoughts that you're thinking, do you want them to be a reality? And as soon as I remember that, I very quickly always think, like, no, I don't want more of this terrible feeling. I don't want more of this stress. I don't want more of this lack. So I will quickly change my thoughts and my thinking and my belief in that moment to remember that I'm creating everything that's coming to me. So I will then, it makes it very easy to let go of negative thought patterns when you know that they're attracting what you don't want to you.
So. I'm so glad you said that. You know, I've mentioned this before, but my daughter and I recently got it. We were talking about this, that she gets really down on herself. She has some pretty severe learning disabilities and she's different than the other kids. And, you know, she'll say, oh, I'm dumb or I'm this. I'm like, no, don't say that. And she's like, but it's true. And then I said, yeah, but, you know, it's like that self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, that's right. Kind of what we're talking about, right? And it just breaks my heart. So I what are ways if you see that? Because, I mean, especially nowadays with, you know, girls, you know, looking at magazines, or I'm not good enough, I'm not this, this guy's smarter, this girl's this, this is that. What do you recommend?
I think that, I hate to say it, but one of the beautiful things of this book is that it really does, it taught me how to make those decisions, how to make that shift, how to change my thinking in the moment, step by step. The messages that I get are, I've written them down every day since for years now, and they really do tell me and tell readers how to make that shift in that moment from, this is what I think, what's a thought that I can think that's better, how can I make that shift? So the messages in here, they're very practical, they're very easy to understand, they're very easy to take on, and they really do answer that question of what do I do right now? If I'm feeling badly, what can I do or say or think differently right this minute? And those answers are in this book.
You know, we only have about a minute left, Michelle. I want to know about, I love the title, The Soul's Agenda. How did you choose that?
Actually, that came to me through a friend. I had been writing this blog for quite a long time and listening, and I had been very hesitant about putting it out there. And a girlfriend of mine came to me with it. She had thought of the name and was going to use it for something else. And as soon as I heard it, bells went off. And I said, this is exactly what it needs to be. And it was my friend Jan. And so she thought of it and then actually did the logo and the artwork for me and helped me create it all. So I had help on that part.
Well, it is really, really beautiful. Michelle, tell us all the ways we can learn about you and The Soul's Agenda.
Sure. Well, the best way to find out more about the book is to go to thesoulsagenda.com. And on that site, you can find information about that, as well as sign up for the daily blog that I have. So for since 2012, I've been writing down every day messages that I get from my guides and then sharing them on the blog. So you can find the book and information about the blog at thesoulsagenda.com.
Oh, fantastic. Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you all for listening. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Take care, stay well, and be sure to go back to RadioMD.com. There's so many great shows. You can also listen to podcasts whenever you want. You can just click on programs and then also on the Naturally Savvy show page, and you can listen to all this great stuff. Again, thanks so much. Always love doing the show. Have a great day. Stay well.